Got in a few tunes there before the best 5 minutes of the day on WWIV, which is right now, coming up on 5:45 and 23 degrees. How about that, Jason Cairns? 23 degrees and measurable snow coming tonight.
That is brisk.
Mm-hmm.
Brisk, I tell you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
You know,
a lot of times that would mean frost, but it is not meant frost. So, anyhow, not
all
today.
Right. But just snow, apparently.
It's going to be snow tonight, yeah.
All right.
70% chance of 1 to 2 inches, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Doesn't really
Other
matter.
Than not ready.
I'm
That's true. That's true. My feelings do not matter in this situation at
right.
all.
It's coming. It's
good
coming.
Good point.
Frost on the pumpkin, I guess, so.
Yeah.
I'm not a big pumpkin carver, but it seems like usually, and two of my kids did buy pumpkins that are kind of on the front steps, and then it seems like, you know, today or tomorrow, then all of a sudden the carving will happen. So I don't know what will happen in that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then you got the pumpkin seeds and all that, right?
Yeah, yeah, all the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was really sad
yesterday.
Yeah, we
yesterday. Didn't do any pumpkins this year, but
oh, yeah, yeah,
go
say
ahead.
That? Yeah.
I said we didn't do any pumpkins
okay.
this year.
Well, you still have time. You still have time.
Yeah, we do. It's true.
Well, I'm watching one of the 24/7 news channels, and they're reporting about Friends star Matthew Perry dead at the age of 54. That was really sad and surprising over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a lot of folks posting about that, and just kind of a shock. I think you know, a lot of us probably watched Friends of the era I grew up in. And yeah, so that was a big shock and surprise to see that.
Now, I mean, the report is drowned in his hot tub after he played pickleball for an hour that morning, Saturday morning. And but he'd written a book about his own struggle, you know, about, you know, Friends, but also his struggle with addiction, which I guess started with Vicodin in the late 90s after a jet ski accident. So.
Yeah, I'd heard a lot of good things about his memoirs, and I think when people tell their stories honestly, you know, I think we can gain from listening to what they have to say, and you know, I think it leads to all sorts of speculation, you know. But for me, I think it's just kind of a just really sad mm-hmm. loss.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, reading about a story, or I watched part of a Diane Sawyer interview, too, where she showed him a clip from Friends, and he apparently says 3 seasons of Friends he doesn't even remember. And and he talked about feeling for that person, you know, he talked about what his thoughts were for the person on the screen, and then he, at the end of what he said, feeling sorry, he's like, and that person was me. And I mean, and it's something we've talked about a lot of times on this show that, again, I just don't hear a lot of talk about in the church, which is that relationship between me and me, right? We can be the same person, and I'm not talking schizophrenia, but there is this, when you talk even about reconciliation, it starts with self-reconciliation a lot of times. And I know reconciliation with God, I understand that, but you know, part of that is self-reconciliation.
Yeah, we often live in this disintegrated state, and you know, I think it's trying to bring those parts of ourselves into line.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be really hard work. I know it is for me.
So I texted you yesterday shortly after I had read about his passing, and I said, you know, I wanted to talk, and this is culminating it here, but I mean, if you are lonely, if you are, it's easy to say, if you're addicted, or if you are even potentially suicidal, like we love you, we care about you, we're interested in you, you matter, you count. You know, I can say call our listener line, but I mean, we're trying to reach out. We say the heart of West Wisconsin. We want to mean it, right?
Yeah, right. For sure. Yeah, because there's just, and I know in the last several years, I think there's been more isolation with COVID and all of that sort of thing. And I think it, we need to own that shadow side as well, the hard places too.
Right.
All right.
We've got, we close it out with Mark. I think we're on 21 through 25 of chapter 4, am I right?
That's correct.
Okay, good.
It says, then Jesus asked them, would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a basket or under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where it will shine. For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought to light. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding will be given, and you will receive even more. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, but for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them.
Mm. And in Jason's New Testament devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles Mark 4, 21-25 this way. Jesus gave more parables. He told the crowd that lamps were not meant to be hidden but seen, just as he intended the truth about him to be revealed. Considering this fact, he urged them to live with my kingdom in mind. Those who live for me will find even greater eternal treasure than they already possess, but those who live for themselves will lose what they think they have.
Yeah, for me, it's that, again, coming back to the idea of what does kingdom living look like? We talk about how God's kingdom is relational, and to really live with love at the forefront, to shine that love that we believe Jesus modeled better than anyone in the world around us.
Mm. Very good. A good way to start the work week. So back to it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks again.
Talk to you tomorrow.
There we go. Our buddy Jason Cairns. Best 5 minutes of the day. WWIB. How about a little joke? We got to get a joke in here to prove it is really Make Us Laugh Monday on WWIB. And PCD John's not afraid to call 715-396-1670.
Did you hear about the skeleton who used to be famous? He used to be somebody.
There we go. All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. All right. To be a stand-up comic and a pastor, having been a counselor, he wears a lot of hats. Drew Fralick from the Motor City on the line. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark? How's it going?
Hey, one of the things we're not going to talk about is one of these weeks, though, you can counsel us Packer fans. How do we get used to losing after 30 years of winning? And
you'll be fine.
Meanwhile,
you'll figure it out.
For the Lions, other than last week, I mean, you guys play tonight against the Raiders, and but anyhow, yeah you guys have been getting used to winning. But so tomorrow is Halloween, and I think for as Christians, right, it's kind of like walking through a landmine. And even in Christian radio, it's like, is it okay I even just said that, you know?
Yeah, it's I mean, even if I weren't a Christian, I'm not sure how I would feel about this holiday.
Yeah.
The town where I pastor is like crazy about Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And there's like people, like just to give you an example, like there's people that they put up their Halloween lights, you know, like Christmas lights.
Uh-huh.
And they literally leave, Mark, they leave them up all year long. Like, it's just too much, you know, and I think it's, I don't know. If you love Halloween, if you're listening to the show, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but too much for me. It's gone too far. You know what I mean?
I walk the neighborhood with our two dogs, and yeah, there's some of the over-the-top Halloween decorating, and the more ghoulish, and I mean, some of it, I'm just like, you just kind of like, what are you thinking with that? I don't know.
Yeah, you got like a graveyard in your front lawn. I mean, that's not tacky to you? Like, I don't know. It's too much.
Right,
but I will tell this one story.
All right.
And I don't mean to, you know, if anybody's listening on the line from Detroit, I'm not trying to be funny or disrespectful, but this is a true story. So, you know, it's where our neighborhood in Detroit, of course, anywhere in the city, there's a lot of abandoned houses. And my friend from New York was in town, and we were driving up to our house in the neighborhood. And he goes, man, I just love, like, how this neighborhood's so decorated for Halloween, you know?
Hmm.
I go, it's not. That's just the way it looks. Like, he was like, look at that place. It's like a haunted house. I'm like, it's not a haunted house. That's how it looks all year round.
That's an abandoned house.
He was like, wow, it's so awesome. They really went into detail. I'm like,
yeah,
that's just how it looks. So I don't know. We're gonna go out. You know, we got to do the obligatory candy collection, but I think we'll keep it to a minimum. You know.
Yeah. There you go.
We'll try to keep not too over the top. We don't need to go crazy.
Yeah, I hear you. And again, it's hard because I mean, who doesn't like you know putting on a costume? I mean, the fun that can be with that and candy, but I think some of the darker backdrop with it, obviously concerning. Hence, the walking through the landmine, if you will. So.
Yeah, and I do think, you know, on this particular segment, you and I kind of sound like the two old men, the Muppet men, that you sit and, like, well, what's the matter with these kids? Oh, well, what's the, you know.
Exactly.
We do have a little bit of that vibe.
Yeah. Yes,
but
exactly.
I own it. You know, whatever. It's fine.
Okay. Thanks, Drew. Have a good week. We'll talk to you. Wish your Lions the best tonight. Weekend recap. It's Friday night in Clayton, Wisconsin, calling the McDonald's Central Max as they were down 39-20 to start the fourth quarter. And the unlikeliest of comebacks, they scored with 11 minutes to go, made it 39-26, and then got some defensive stops and ultimately won the game. Caleb, they pulled it out from 19 down to win it in regulation, 42-39. They advanced to Friday night level 3 and 8-player against Thorpe. Meanwhile, I guess I'll go to the other end of my weekend from Friday to Sunday. And had a chance to attend the Celebration of Life for Mike Radford. And a lot of people in Eau Claire would know Mike. He wore a lot of hats, including spending 9 years with his wonderful wife, Sherry, in Branson, Missouri, putting on the Remember When show. I got a chance to see some of that yesterday on the screen at the Florian Gardens. Mike was 77 and battled a rare illness the latter year and a half of his life. But he and Sherry lived a love story that most would only dream of. And so, again, he'll be greatly missed. His one thing, Caleb, he loved baseball. He made it all the way to the majors with the Kansas City Royals, played in one exhibition game, and hit a line drive double. I believe it was off the wall. But the Royals then said afterwards, you know, you're 22, you're too old, we're going to let you go. So he got to the majors, but too short of a stay.
Well, my weekend, family time at church, again, a little chillier maybe than some of our past weekends have been, so didn't spend quite as much time outdoors. Cooper and I threw the football around a little bit yesterday afternoon and then thought, yeah, maybe we'll go inside and see if Grandma can make some hot chocolate.
Mm.
But, yeah, was able to get some errands done with the family on Saturday and certainly enjoyed checking out the new Festival Foods grocery store in Chippewa Falls. Hadn't made our way over there, and so got to check that out. And then on Sunday, church and deacons meeting and potluck and watched the Packers game. That didn't turn out quite like we'd hoped, but yeah, good to have some time with family throughout the weekend, but fairly quiet and trying to catch up. I was over in Neenah on Friday night for that football broadcast, and so yeah, there was some sleep that needed to be caught up on by the time I made it home.
I hear you on the recovery end, yeah. Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB, that is, WWIB. I know the call letters. Anyhow, Caleb and I, three jokes apiece. Here we go. Caleb, parallel lines have so much in common. It's a shame they'll never meet.
Indeed it is. Well, looking at my first joke, man, I'm seeing a lot of dad jokes. Apparently, that's what I found out. What's big and white and can't climb trees?
What?
A refrigerator.
Okay.
There weren't a lot out there.
Now, mine are all dad jokes, too. Did you hear about the semicolon that broke the law?
No.
It was handed two consecutive sentences. Grammar humor.
Like
grammar humor. Yeah.
I do. Oh, man. Well, you know what? People call me self-centered, but that's enough about them.
Okay. My last one this Monday morning. What's the problem with eating a clock?
I'm not sure.
It's very time-consuming.
There you go. All right, I got to find one more here. You know what? Every morning when I get into the office, I immediately hide. Do you know why?
Why?
Because good employees are hard to find.
Indeed, indeed.
All right, Make Us Laugh Monday here in the Weird Wake Up Show. We would love to hear from you, and yeah, I'm sure you can do better. Maybe you have a joke for Cooper today, because hearing that it is Cooper's 11th birthday, Jackie let us know about that. And she says, hey, can you send a shout out to Cooper? And he would love any song by the Newsboys. Well, we can do that. Happy 11th birthday, Cooper. Hope you have a fantastic day. And here's some Newsboys for you. How about this one? Your love never fails on WWIB. Where we are family. Good morning. A couple days left. October Connect Month. Have you connected yet?
The WIB Wake Up Show here, WWIB, the second to last day of October Connect Month. Fall is certainly here, and that means we're enjoying a host of mostly pleasant seasonal sights, sounds, and smells, Caleb.
Yes, but there are some that may actually be annoying to your neighbors, and you might not even realize this. I guess I didn't know that this was such an issue for some people, but apparently it is. It's leaf blowers.
Yeah, that's right. If a homeowner or a landscape pro with a leaf blower, if that's you, you may want to consider turning it off and picking up an old-fashioned rake.
This is interesting. A study found that more and more communities and HOAs are banning the noisy leaf blower or restricting when it can be used.
Now, I just want to pause because I'm like, wow, lawnmowers are loud. Snow blowers are loud, right? I mean,
I don't know. I have to say, maybe I'm in the minority of this, but I'm not bothered at all by a leaf blower. I don't care.
I mean, I've noticed it. I have never owned one, and so maybe
never
I'm a little...
to complain to an HOA, not like I live in a neighborhood that has an HOA.
Right, but... right. Yeah, 68% of homeowners in communities that don't have leaf blower restrictions would welcome a restriction, apparently.
I feel like there's more things we could be annoyed about than that.
But, I gotta say, for me, over the weekend, I mean, I saw the leaves starting to pile up a bit in the backyard, and I'm like, it's too cold to go out and rake. And, you know... like you, I was a bit tired, and so I'm kind of waiting for a little, believing there's warmer weather, warmer raking weather coming.
And this is the thing, we need to hold out hope that there's going to be a warm weekend, because also I have failed to put up my Christmas lights, which I usually do, not to turn them on, but to put them on during a warmer weekend,
right?
So I don't have to do it when my fingers are numb and frozen, so... So one more warm weekend, Lord, would be great.
It looks like we'll start to get some warm-up later in the week. We'll tell you about that bottom of the hour. All right, well, this next topic probably hits a little close to home, Caleb, but anyhow, we'll go wade into it. How we sort books. A new poll asked Americans how they sort the books in their house and found that overall 22% sort by genre or subject.
And 20% sort by the size of the book.
Yeah, that's sometimes a concern, especially if it's really large, right?
Sure.
10% alphabetized by author name. I have to say that is something I am drawn to.
9% alphabetized, but by title, not by the name of the author.
Uh-huh. And of those that remain, 5% claim to have some other kind of system.
29% are people who have absolutely no organizational system whatsoever and just want the world to be in chaos.
And 3% of people organized by color.
Okay, sure. I mean, I guess aesthetically.
Right.
Yeah, I'm probably more of, and here's the thing. There are a lot of children in our home. There are a lot of children's books. And so not everything is greatly organized. And I'm someone who may perhaps read more than one book at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I might be leaving them out. But probably more genre is probably the current system. I'm not opposed to other ones, but probably genre with some by author as well.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, I guess, just truthfully, my wife and I have run to that difference. I mean, I think we had so many books, and then we shipped so many to Liberia, and a lot of them stayed. Many have returned. But the fact is that, like, I don't know. I kind of lean towards the author ones. A lot of them I had on the radio over the years. And then another way, though, is subjects. And she's made the case, probably a good case. She's like, well, what if we don't know who the author was? You know, if you're not thinking of the author, then
so
you think of the subject.
So if you're looking for a book on such and such a subject, and here's the various authors
and
that
it
we
turns,
have for this subject.
It turns out that 22, you know, subject leads author significantly.
Sure. There you go. I mean, and again, I think it's just, we've mentioned before, too, we are big advocates of reading, reading to yourself, reading to your children, reading aloud, having lots of books. I forgot to mention Weekend Recap. I stopped briefly at the library book sale, and then I thought, you know what, I probably should hold back because I didn't find quite what I was looking for. But I was tempted when they have the pricing per book, but then pricing for a bag of books.
Oh, yeah.
And thought, well then, I could certainly come home with a lot. But, held off, just budget, all that. But,
I think if it's, was it Eau Claire or Chippewa Library?
This was Chippewa.
Yeah, I mean, typically it's like $5 for a bag. So that's quite a deal. You can't beat that.
Yeah, that's for sure.